In the joint operation, federal, state, and local law enforcement conducted the sweep. Atlanta and Augusta are among the 76 cities where Operation Cross Country took place.
A total of 19 arrests between the Metro Atlanta area and Augusta, Richmond County, Georgia.
That's Special Agent Stephen Emmett from Atlanta's FBI division. He says in Atlanta, 8 adults were arrested on state sexual exploitation for pimping-related charges. 2 juveniles were rescued. In Augusta, 9 individuals were arrested on prostitution charges, and 2 arrests were made on exploitation and pimping charges. Agent Emmett says many of the arrests came from internet activity.
I think the big takeaway is that law enforcement has to be prepared to work these cases in suburban cities versus the red light districts of old because of the internet. You just don't know where this type of activity is going to occur now because of the various web pages that cater to this activity.
Authorities are constantly monitoring certain websites to try and stay on track with the criminals, says Agent Emmett. The use of the internet in sex trafficking has become big business. Still, Jennifer Swain, program manager for the Atlanta-based anti-trafficking group Youth Spark, says the 3-day sweep means authorities are making some progress.
With a lot of the local and state efforts on the ground to combat this issue, it's really powerful to have a national focus as well from the FBI, and we really do applaud them for this weekend's sweep.
Swain is also praising authorities for ensuring that the juveniles rescued were immediately referred to social services and not treated as criminals. Rose Scott, WABE News.